Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode one of the Egea Apologetics podcast. My name is David Eady, and I am so thrilled, so excited that you are here joining me for this inaugural episode. Before we get started, I would like to say thank you to everyone who has shown support, who has went and downloaded the podcast. We are available on pretty much every podcast platform. Thank you for helping me to continue on to achieving some of the things that I have dreamed about doing. And I'm excited to be able to share with you tonight some of my journey, some of my experience. It has been a wonderful year. This year, I was able to graduate with my master's degree in apologetics. And I've also been blessed to be a personal trainer, certified personal trainer with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. And what my dream has been to merge the different areas of my life together and create a platform where I can take the experience that I've gleaned from the personal training field and from my ministry field and bring them together and create a platform where we can really empower and speak to you. So we're going to take a quick break for a brief introduction, and then we are going to come right back and hop right into what is Egea Apologetics. I know you're all wondering, what is Egea? What does it mean? We're going to open it up tonight, share with you, and give you a brief introduction into what this podcast is going to be all about and why you want to come along for the journey. We'll be right back. Get ready to be blown away by an exhilarating new podcast that's all about empowering you. We'll be delving into topics that are completely relevant to your life and equipping you with the tools you need to succeed. Our mission is to help you unleash your full potential and achieve your wildest dreams. So brace yourself for an inspirational and empowering journey like never before. Get ready for Egea Apologetics with the Fit Pastor. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this inaugural episode of Egea Apologetics. I am just so overjoyed and excited to be able to talk with you on tonight exactly about what this podcast is. So, the word Egea, why Egea? Where does it come from? The word Egea is a Greek word, and it literally means health. It comes from another Greek word. It is the root word of another Greek word, hugiano. And if this word sounds familiar, it's because that is where we get the word hygiene from. So hugiano in the Greek, it really has a more nuanced meaning. It's talking about health from a holistic point of view. It's talking about being whole. And so when we talk about Egea or hugiano, there's a scripture in the book of John, 3 John, chapter 1 and verse 2, where in the New Living Translation, the apostle tells us that, my dear friends, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. And so in this text, we see that there is a desire from the Lord that we not only be spiritually healthy or healthy in our inner man, but also physically healthy. And so what we wanted to do is take a moment and begin to discuss health from a very holistic point of view, talking about our physical health, talking about our emotional health, talking about our spiritual health, talking about our mental health, and really begin to deal with topics that help us to understand who we are and where we are in relation to the purpose that God has placed inside of us. Now, what does that have to do with apologetics? And for that, I would like to take your attention to another scripture, which is in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. And in this scripture, the Bible tells us that we are to be ready to give an answer to every person that asks us about the hope that we have inside of us. And when the apostle is talking about being ready to give an answer, that is where we get another Greek word, which is apologia. Now, that word apologia is where we get apologetics. And to be clear, we're not talking about apologetic in the sense of I am sorry for something. This word apologetic literally means that I'm prepared to give a reasoned defense. Now, sometimes that word defense can come across as if there's a negative connotation. You know, when we think about somebody being on the defense, we think about people having their guard up, if you will. But this word reasoned defense, what it does is it shows us that not only should we understand what we are talking about, but we should know how to effectively communicate it. And that's why we wanted to merge this word health with apologetics, because we wanted to present a platform where we can discuss not only our own personal health and well-being and wholeness, but also how do I get in tune using the word of God with who I am and be able to adequately explain and convey that to those around me. I'm talking about friends. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about those that we meet in our day-to-day lives, because each and every one of us, we have a God-given purpose, and it's up to us to be able to come to the place where we can realize what that is. And during the course of this podcast, it won't just be me. This episode one, it will be just me. But during the course of these episodes, as we build upon these podcasts, we are going to create an opportunity for you to be able to send in questions, topics, things that you would like us to talk about. We're going to bring on other guests. We're going to literally talk about how we look at scripture in view of science and different aspects of our world. And so just to let you know a little bit about myself, for those of you who don't know, affectionately, I am called the Fit Pastor, and there's a reason for that. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was able to become a certified personal trainer with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. And on this year, I was blessed to be able to graduate from Dallas Theological Seminary with a master's in apologetics and evangelism. And so personally, one of the things that I desired to do was to take these different aspects of my life, things that I find that I hold dear to my heart, and be able to merge them together into a platform where we can begin to bridge the gap between some of these things that sometimes we think are separate, but they aren't really separate. And so some of the things that we're going to deal with in these podcasts are, when we talk about health, when we talk about, again, using that word egia, we're going to talk about fitness. We want to talk about wellness. We want to talk about soundness. You say, now, what is the difference? What is soundness? And when we talk about soundness, we're literally talking about the condition that we are in, right? Soundness, we're talking about the state of being. Who am I and what condition am I in? We want to be able to evaluate ourselves and find out where I am. Again, not just in my physical person, but where am I mentally? Where am I emotionally? Where am I spiritually? And for all of my brothers out there, you know, these are some topics that I want to be able to share as a man, particularly when it comes down to our emotions, because oftentimes as men, many times we are not in tune with where we are emotionally. And to be able to understand that in order for us to be healthy in every area of our lives, we have to be able to assess our emotional health, right? So we're going to talk about the personal aspects of health, but also we're going to shift and talk about environmental health, right? What are the ways that my environment impacts me? And how can I change that? Or are there things that I can do? What about if I'm in a situation where, let's say I'm on a job and I know that this job is causing me stress and anxiety and I just feel trapped. What can I do in these situations? What about people that are really bringing negative things into my environment that I would like to change so that I can be better? We want to talk about this, and we're going to look at scripture. We want to use the scripture as a backdrop so that we can look at the text and look at where people in the scriptures were personally and the environments that they were in. And how do we actually make that relevant to today? I wonder how many of you who are listening to this first episode have ever sat down and begin to look at the scripture and say, you know, there's no way I can relate what they were going through to what I'm going through. But I guarantee you that even the ones that we read about in the Bible, they went through the same issues that we've gone through. I guarantee you that they dealt with fear and depression and anxiety. And I can guarantee you that we can read about it and see it right there in the text. The word may not use the exact word depression, right? But what about when David begins to talk about the times where he just felt so overwhelmed and the times where he said that he was grieved? What is he describing? And in these situations, what was going on around him? How can I relate that to where I am and what I'm going through? What does that say about who I am as a person? And what does that say about the God that I'm seeking to have a relationship with? And so, my friends, I am very, very, very excited to talk to you, to share with you, to open up and bring you along this journey of Aegea Apologetics, where we are going to dig into where we are as people and find a way to encourage and empower ourselves to be all that God has called us to be. Take a brief break. Be right back. Stay right there. Not quitting isn't about overcoming your fears. It's about not letting your fears stop you. Take your fears, use them as motivation, look destiny right in the eyes, and do it. Again, thank you so much for joining in tonight for the inaugural episode of the Aegea Apologetics podcast. I'm so excited, everybody. I'm so excited about what we have planned. Being able to produce great content, hearing your feedback, getting together and having some great discussions where we are going to be empowered, where we're going to be equipped, we're going to be educated, and we are really going to have an understanding of not just what God's word says, but how we apply it into our lives to really become the people, the men, the women, holistically, that God has purposed us to be. Now, that being said, I want to share with you as we end this episode, I want to share with you what is one of my favorite scriptures. And it comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going to start at verse 24, but my favorite scripture is found in verse 27, just to give you a heads up. But in verse 24, and again, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. You can read whichever translation you find that helps you understand it the best. I just really like the way that the New Living Translation really makes it clear for us to understand what God's word is saying. So this is what he says. He says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. And here's verse 27. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. You heard the promo just a little while ago that talked about not quitting and how not quitting is more than just overcoming our fears. But really, it's not letting our fears stop us. The reason why I wanted to share this with you is that for a large portion of my life, I felt like I had to overcome my fear before I stepped out and did what I believe God called me to do. Even before recording this first episode of this podcast, I found myself getting nervous. What if I don't record it right? What if I don't sound right? What if I don't say it right? What if people don't like it? What if I sound foolish? Now, here I am. I've been preaching the gospel for well over 20 years, teaching Bible studies. I teach online pretty much almost every week and preaching and teaching. And here I am afraid. What if this doesn't work? What if I step out there and put this out there and people don't listen to it? And then I remembered that stepping out there and daring to do something isn't about the absence of fear. It's about being able to accomplish it in the presence of fear. This one thing is what I hope you will see this podcast is really going to be about. When Paul says, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should, what he's saying is that, you know, we're going to face some things that don't come natural to us. We're going to face some things that other people think, well, why would you want to do that? That's foolish. What makes you think you would be good at that? But you have that drive. You have that desire. And one of the awesome things that we're going to do during this podcast is we're going to bring people on that have started businesses, people that have launched out in new careers, people that are doing new things in ministry that they never thought they would do. At all different ages. You know what? I found out that you're never too old to reinvent yourself. You're never too old to face that childhood trauma. You're never too old to look inwardly and discover that there were some things that you let lie dormant that you no longer want to leave there. And what I found out is that the fear is going to be present. There's going to be the thoughts of, what if I face it and I can't beat it? But I'm here to tell you that not only can you beat it, but you will. Not only can you overcome it, not only can you triumph, but you don't have to wait until you have overcome to get started on your dreams. You can get started now with everything against you and the odds not in your favor. You can get started now. And so simply, tonight's episode title, if you will, I didn't want to just simply call it episode one, of course not. Tonight's title for somebody out there listening to this first time podcaster at 41 years old, I'm here simply to tell you to do it. You may not have it all worked out. You may not have it all planned out. You may not know what it's entirely going to look like, but do it. I'd be lying. I'm going to be transparent with you. I don't know what every single episode's going to look like, but I'm here to tell you that I'm doing it. Maybe things change during the course of this podcast. Maybe I get feedback and we develop and it grows and it becomes something more. But you know what? I'm here for it. I'm here for the journey. And I'm here for you to be on the journey with me. So lastly, I have one more thing that I want to share with you. As I neared graduation, I began to kind of question myself. I had told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing anything else. Once I'm finished with this, I'm finished. But as I neared and I was humbled, truly humbled, to be able to achieve something I've been wanting to do for so long. And as I neared the end, I said, you know what? I finally finished, but I felt a little itch, a little drive, and a little voice that said, you're not quite through yet. Finish the journey. That word's for somebody here tonight too. Not only are you going to do it, but you're going to finish the journey. And again, 100% transparency, the fear still there. What if I go for it and I fail? Why not just rest on my laurels? I've walked across this stage. I have nothing left to prove. I can just leave it there. What if I go for it again and I fail? What if I put myself out there, announce this to the world, and it doesn't work? It would be easier just to accept the congratulations and stop. That's not good enough. And so not only am I going to push forward, I'm going to go for it. I'm going for the doctorate. But I want to take you with me. I want you to share in this journey, in this process. I want to be open and talk about the nights awake where I might be challenged with something that I can't figure out. I want to encourage you, not just in the so that you're there in the eventual triumph that I believe we're going to triumph, but I want you to be there through the struggle. So get ready for that. On this journey, in this podcast, I want to encourage somebody that you can do it. Don't quit now. Don't quit, give up now. Life is waiting on you to be the best you that God made you to be. Again, thank you, everybody. I am truly so excited and humbled that you would take the time to sit and listen to Egea Apologetics. And know this, that we are on this journey together, and I am thrilled to have you on this journey with me. Good night, and look forward to episode 2 that will be dropping next Friday. And each Friday, look forward to a brand new episode coming straight to you wherever you can download podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Google. We're all over. iHeartRadio, tune in. Tell somebody, share it. Let everybody know that we are here, we're ready, we're not quitting, and it's time for you to do it too. God bless. Until next Friday.